welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy free agency in the NHL day.
Yeah. Happy Canada Day to our neighbors to the north, but yeah, it is.
As we celebrate by stealing all your finest players to come play for teams in real cities.
Ooh, shade already.
Yeah, I felt like it was necessary.
On Canada Day, we have to put the nation of Canada on the apology list?
Yeah, we probably should.
For shame.
For shame, but not for any sort of surprise, quite frankly.
A lot of moves going on. Where do we start?
Do we start with Showtime? We might as well start with Showtime.
That was nice to see. Patrick Kane back with the Red Wings for a one-year deal, and I have the breakdown here of everything, because it's not just a one-year deal.
Yeah, there's
a lot of incentives. Incentives, that's a new word.
It's a new word you just made up. Feel free to use it in your daily life.
$1.5 million to play 10 games. $250,000 added if he plays 60. Another $500,000 if they make the playoffs. And $250,000 if he scores 60 points and makes the playoffs. So that's a lot of chunk of change. If he checks all the boxes, it's a $4 million contract for 1 year. Still a steal. I know at 35, after having his hip worked on, it's still a steal. Why somebody else didn't pick him up, I have no idea. Maybe they know something I don't, but I could have swore he was going to go to somewhere trendy like Vegas or Nashville or something like that, but...
That's what everyone thought.
It was a foregone conclusion to me that he was gone. I was wrong again. This time, I'm glad I'm wrong.
I'm usually glad you're wrong, but yes, in this case, absolutely.
He's staying. David Perron, he signed with the Ottawa Senators. Yzerman must just not been able to get things done with him.
That was disappointing. I was really hoping we were going to keep him.
Yeah. And then... we'll come back to the Wings for a second. Tyler Bertuzzi has decided to sign on with his fourth original six team. He signed on with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Why?
I don't know. He's going to collect all six original six Infinity Stones or something like that. So,
yeah, I don't know you're really getting anything out of this. So who has he not played for then? Montreal and
New York Rangers.
Oh, yeah, I always forget about the Rangers.
Yeah.
I try to forget about the Rangers. It's better if I do.
Yeah.
Really.
But yeah, Bertuzzi, I kind of wanted him back, but I mean, not exactly hating the idea that, you know, he's somewhere else. It was one of those things. It'd be nice if he could. Oh.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to pay him the money and the injuries over the years, the injury history. I don't think I would have wanted to take the chance.
This just dropping. Anthony Mantha, another former Red Wing.
A lot of those going around.
He was with the Golden Knights this year. He is now signed with the Calgary Flames.
Really?
That will make, his fifth or sixth team?
Just no one wants to hold on to that guy, as it turns out.
I've always liked Mantha, but a lot of people complain about his work ethic. I think his work ethic really gets him... played out of different areas. But, you know, they said the same things about Brett Hall. I guess when you score 700 goals, you can take a shift off here and there. But Mantha, not so much.
No, as it turns out.
So, the Wings, I mean, Jacob Trouba is still out there. He has not signed yet with anybody. A lot of people are saying that that's a big possibility. Hopefully, because, I mean, he is a kind of grit kind of player that the Wings need. We did get another cat from the New York Rangers, though, a defenseman, Erik Gustafsson, if I got that correct.
No, I believe you're right. That was interesting, because I've also heard him described as the what you get, the Shane Gostisbehere you get on Wish.
Wow.
Whether or not that's fair, I don't know, but...
I mean, I remember seeing the name, but it was never like one of those, oh, what a great player. It's just like, oh, okay.
Yep, that's a guy that exists.
That's a name I've heard of. Next.
I've heard that name once ever. That's fine.
I believe a 2-year deal for him. Trying to find getting all these... trades as they happen.
There's just too many trades going on, right? Said Adam Harahuk, never.
Man, I am all of a sudden it's ADHD theater for me because I'm looking at all these. Oh my God, this guy's going here. Oh, this guy's going here. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to find all the ones just for the Wings, but I'm having a rough time with that. Signed two goalies within like the last hour. Cam Talbot and Jack Campbell.
Okay, so Husso and Lyon are clearly gone.
They're both under contract, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Reimer's gone. Reimer's got to be gone.
Reimer's definitely gone.
I mean, how many goaltenders are you playing on? You only got one net, Stevie.
Right?
What's going on?
Why are we acquiring all of the goalies? I don't understand this.
I guess throw a big net and try to catch that fish, but...
Sure, but...
Cam Talbot, he's played for how many teams now?
All of them, I believe.
I think, yeah, he is now... he's just got one of those maps in his room where you just... I can finally put Michigan on there. All right.
Probably about exactly how that goes, too.
Because Cam Talbot has never been... I've never been... the Wings are playing a team, and Cam Talbot's in net. Oh, well, this is going to be a tough one. It's usually, Cam Talbot's in net. This should be good.
This should be a good ECW, which is probably not fair to him. He had a 250 goals against last season for what it might be worth.
Well, where was he at?
The Kings. He was the starter for the Kings.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was him, that Phoenix Copley, who I feel like they've just decided that he's never going to be the starter for that team ever.
Phoenix Copley, isn't he a male porn star?
Yeah, he's been with the Kings for a couple seasons, and his first year he wasn't bad. It was actually probably his best season as a major, as an NHLer by far. 37 games he'd started. And he won 24 of those for a 264 goals against. Now he's in the threes last year. So he'd fallen to third on the depth chart behind Talbot and David Rittich.
Oh, Phoenix. So, okay, now we're talking about it. Okay. All right, I'm following along.
So as far as Talbot goes, I mean, decent season last year. Can't really begrudge him the numbers that he managed.
LA had a good year last year.
That they did. Now, the year before, his goals against was nearly 3 and save percentage below 900, but that was with the Senators.
Take that for what it's worth.
So take that for what it's worth.
He's played for, he's played for the Caps, Oilers.
Rangers, Flyers, Calgary, Minnesota, Ottawa, and the Kings. 7 different teams
I've been
in total.
Everywhere, man.
And we thought this was a guy who we absolutely had to sign here. But the more confusing one to me here, so Campbell ended up getting Jack Campbell.
Old Michigan Wolverine.
Dude who had a whole 450 goals against last season.
Ooh, ouch.
341 the year before that, both with the Oilers. Would you look at that?
Yeah, not good. That one perplexes me. I know he was with the Leafs, and they couldn't get him out of town fast enough.
He's like he's the backup to the backup there, I'm pretty sure. Like... He was lower on the depth chart than Calvin Pickard for Edmonton.
Yeah, how does that make you feel,
Campbell? And Stuart Skinner's already not a great goalie as it is.
No.
But you couldn't crack the top two on that team. How is that possible?
Some of these things I'm fine with. That one, I'm sorry. That one perplexes me. Come on, Stevie. Get Stevie on the phone if you could. I know he's probably busy, but get him on the phone. I want to know.
Like, this is what we cut when we traded Jake Walman to sign.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, Nick Jensen, another
former Red Wing.
He is going to Ottawa along with a 2026 third round pick. Washington getting Jacob Chychrun.
Would you just? I wish we would have. We could have had him here, but no. We had to have someone eat Datsyuk's contract, so we got stuck with Dennis Cholowski instead. How'd that work out for us?
Is he still playing for Seattle, or is he?
Is he still playing at all? Like, I think he got played out of the league after that year with Seattle. He did not play last season that I'm aware of. He got cut by Seattle at some point. He ended up with the Islanders, and then that was it. Yeah, got claimed off of waivers by the Kraken from the Caps, then signed as a free agent with the Islanders, and is not there anymore to the best of my knowledge. Unless he's in their minor league system. He's played a whole grand total over the last three seasons, of 13 NHL games.
Oh, man. No es bueno.
right?
So yeah, you're so right.
Fine Ken Holland drafting right there for
there
you.
There we go. Kind of glad you don't have a job, Kenny.
yeah, kind of.
I'm trying to
definitely
find some of these other moves because signed a cat from Vancouver. We got somebody from kind of some no name. Some I'm gonna say no names. That's
but
kind
not
of,
guys were very well known.
I'm not in the NHL. I don't know why right? I'm calling them no names.
Let's hit a break and we'll come back and discuss. It is happy hour. Look, there's no way around this. It's going to be pretty much all hockey all the time today. I mean, it's the first day of free agency. We're actually excited to see what Steve Yzerman does in free agency now that they've cleared up more cap space and given up prime assets to do so and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And we'll probably get into the draft a little bit later, too, see if you recognize. If anyone can actually pick any of our draft picks out of a police lineup, basically. But did you have...
It was a very shallow draft.
Yeah. Did you have more of the more info on the guys that the Wings have signed thus far over there?
I'm trying to find them, but I'm having a rough time. I'm seeing some big names like Jonathan Marchessault is now going with the Predators with Stamkos.
Well, I think more things that Wings have done.
I know. I'm still scrolling.
I have a tracker over here.
Please do. Okay. Bail me out.
So Shane Gostisbehere is apparently testing the market. I don't believe he has signed with anyone yet, but per Pierre LeBrun, there were talks all week with Detroit, but sounds like Gostisbehere will head to the market today. No signing yet that I've seen. Obviously, Perron went to Ottawa.
Yeah.
Cam Talbot, 2-year deal. Eric Gustafson, we kind of mentioned.
2-year deal.
Which I don't hate it. Two mil. Not terrible.
No.
That's less than you paid for 1 year of Gostisbehere last year.
He's a defenseman, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, he's probably that right-handed defenseman.
Believe so.
So, I mean, good. I mean, New York Rangers had him, and that's a good program. We got him now.
They've been fairly successful. He was there for one season, put up 6 goals and 25 assists last year. Was a
not bad.
Was
for
a
defenseman?
+3. I'll take any plus I can get at this point. Not overly an offensive guy that's the thing that was always kind of the big selling point on Gostisbehere was that he was a very offensively minded defenseman. The problem is he couldn't really play well in his own zone. It sounds like Gustafson can at least do that a little bit better, even if you're not getting the same offensive production.
Right. Well, 6 goals and like 20-something assists, that's nothing to sneeze at. But, I mean, we need that stay-at-home defenseman.
Yeah, you'll remember for a while, Steve, you tried to track down a lot of those kind of guys, like, the Troy Stetchers of the world. There was a lot of that stuff early on.
Yeah, the real boring ones where it doesn't really ripple the newspaper, but,
Or if you get a goal a season, you're lucky.
Exactly.
This is at least a better version of that kind of player.
Yeah.
Okay, Sheldon Dree's getting a 2-year deal here, and...
They got him from whom?
You got him from the... Also, a Western Michigan boy, which I didn't know that.
Broncos.
Got him for the Canucks. Okay. He played there for 2 seasons. He had 11 goals and 6 assists last year and was the first real major play he's gotten. It's the first time he's played more than 40 games in a season. His first year with the Avalanche, who he started his career with, 40 games, 3 goals, 3 assists. He's come a little bit of a way since then. He didn't play much in the COVID year or the year after, or even really the year after that. Last year, the 22-23 season is the first where he really got to do much of, anything. He didn't play at all last year at the NHL level.
So probably padding Grand Rapids?
Quite possibly. I mean, might at least be a guy that you could, in theory, call up if you particularly, need someone to fill in here. So I don't know that that's going to be much of anything. Then, of course, Jack Campbell. Campbell signed for the league minimum. Honestly, he might be Grand Rapids bound, too. Hard to say.
Well, I could see that. I could really see that.
Like a league minimum, the $775,000, that's it.
Well, I mean, it's better than our minimum wage.
Right? So, and then other big news, of course, right now Nashville making a push for Stamkos. It sounds like Marchessault is a done deal. They are expected to be the front runner for Stamkos.
That's a done deal. That's a 4 years.
Is it officially done?
4 years at $8 million.
And then
a lot of people are saying that's well, that's too much. I was like, but $32 million, Stamkos can back it up.
And then apparently they're expected to sign Brady Shea too.
Okay. But that doesn't exactly move the needle as much as, you know, it's going to be the 91 Stamkos jerseys. Not as much as those two, Stamkos, but I mean,
he's a solid producer for Carolina, sure, and has been for the last several years.
Yeah, a lot of people jumping off the Carolina ship, aren't they? I mean,
it kind of seems that
Guentzel,
way.
Signing an enormous deal over in Tampa.
But Guentzel was a rental, though.
Yeah.
He was already just kind of a rental player as it was. So, I mean, you're not really it's not – I mean, it's certainly a loss, but, like – you knew he wasn't coming back. You kind of had that idea when you acquired him.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Tampa for a moment, I mean, that's going to be a whole new look over there. Stamkos gone, Sergachev gone. Now you've got Guentzel in there. I can't remember who else they signed, but it's definitely going to be a different look for Tampa.
That it is. Florida losing a major piece. Brandon Montour.
Yeah.
Signing a rather massive deal with Seattle. 7 years, around $50 million per Pierre LeBrun.
Well, you better get paid because you're not going to do much in Seattle. Seattle's kind of
they're a borderline playoff team.
Yeah.
They're like they're a team that could that in any given year could make a push, but they're not. I mean, they certainly weren't the right out of the chute success. Certainly that, you know, Vegas was,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair to Seattle, their second season, they did make it to the second round of the playoffs, where they ultimately lost to Dallas, who fell to Vegas in the conference finals.
Yeah.
And you're a game under 500 to end last year. But, I mean, you were still in it decently late in the year. Like, a few decent additions, and you could be looking at a team that could at least, you know, push for a playoff spot next year.
I could see
and
that.
He's getting paid while doing
he's
so.
He's getting paid. I mean, that's a...
getting big money.
I guess winning the Stanley Cup is going to look good on your resume.
Certainly does. Now, how Florida is going to backfill that, your guess is as good as mine. Well, former Red Wing Brendan Smith ends up with the Dallas Stars on a... $1 million deal. How is he still getting any kind
Brendan
of money
Smith,
from anyone?
That's good. That's a good deal for him. Dallas Stars, their trajectory is up. Jim Neal doing great things for the Stars. So if I'm Brendan Smith, I'm a happy defenseman.
Well, no, certainly I can't argue that. I always forget Brendan Smith even still in the league, man.
Yeah, I did too. I was good for him.
Good for him. You go
the
do
super
that.
Drunk Teletubby you.
Oh, yeah, that was him, wasn't it? That's right. Forgot all about that.
Yeah, super drunk, dressed as a Teletubby.
We'll see how much playing time he gets, though. Matt Dumba going to the Stars as well on a 2-year, 5.5.
Dumba going to the Stars. Good for Jim Neal. Man, I think we kept the wrong guy.
It would certainly seem that way. An average annual value of $3.75 million. 2 years, 7.5. For Dumba. That's not a bad deal at all for him. I'd heard rumors, and maybe it's something we get into next hour. Oh, well, you look at that. Former Red Wing Zach Aston-Reese ends up with Vegas for the league minimum. I guess no one really sees him as being much of a thing at this point in his career.
He played a game or two for the Wings. He was signed on for his grit, and this is the Red Wings. Love them or hate them, they don't think they need grit. And then they wonder why their players get run right over.
I know. Shocking, really. Well, longtime Boston Bruin Matt Grizzlick going to the Penguins, it looks like, for 1 year at a $2.75 million.
I love seeing
hit.
Players go from Pittsburgh to Boston to Pittsburgh, because that just irritates the living hell out of them.
Really, truly does. Former Red Wing Thomas Nosek. 1 year league minimum with the Florida Panthers.
Wow.
Jonathan Drouin going for a year at least to the Avalanche.
Where did he – was he with the Avs this past year? Is this a re-signing or – because, I mean, that guy, I don't know if he just steps on his own feet.
Must be. Yeah, he did play for the Avs last year. Okay.
Well.
I didn't realize he was already there, because he didn't hear a lot from, like, he had one of his better years offensively last season, but you didn't hear much about him, which is actually probably for the best with him, because normally when you do, it's not good.
Well, yeah, he wants to be the star. He wants to be the number one guy. Yzerman, back in his Tampa days, it's like, yeah, we don't do that here, so ship you off to Montreal. Au revoir. And now he's living under the Nate MacKinnon shadow. But that's a big shadow. So he's going to have to... it's obviously working for him. Maybe it's brought him down to earth. Obviously, the Avs are happy with him. They re-signed him for a year deal. I can't give him more than 2 or 3 years because that goes straight to his head. So, all right, Drouin, chill out.
So Boston losing another major player.
Good. I mean, oh, really? Do tell.
So looks like Jake DeBrusk is going to the Vancouver Canucks, 7-year, $38.5 million deal.
Wow. Good job, Jake.
Getting paid. Losing a fairly strong offensive performer. He didn't crack the 20-goal mark last season, but he'd had 25 or more the prior two seasons before that.
Wow. That's a payday.
That it is. Oh, wow, we're already up against it. We got to hit a break. Stick around, it is happy hour at Solid State Radio. It is happy hour on our, well, second favorite day on the calendar, really, NHL free agency opening day.
Yeah, this is very much like Christmas for hockey fans. Who's going to come help you out? And there's some big names moving around. I mean, nothing really coming back to Detroit. The biggest move in Detroit was Patrick Kane decided to stay. That was good news. If that's all that happens, I'm fine, because we still have a very strong core. Maybe another good solid defenseman. I was really kind
of... You better replace Jake Walman with something pretty dang good.
Yeah! Hey, thanks for opening up that wound. What is going on? That one perplexed me. And I know it was a salary dump, but I mean the fact that Jake Walman gone...
And it came out that there were teams that would have gladly claimed him off waivers.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we got for future considerations. Well, hopefully some big future considerations, because he also got rid of, was it like a second-round pick?
Yeah, or fourth, he gave them a second-round pick to take him, and then he claimed, because he was asked about it at the draft on Friday night, he claimed that, well, that's what we had to do to get someone to take that contract, but...
Oh, my God.
I don't believe that for a
minute. Oh, my God. They're so...
If it was just nothing but a salary dump and you gave up a pick, I'm not going to be happy about it. And we don't end up getting anything back.
That was pretty rough. I believe we talked about this on Friday, which, by the way, big shout-out to Sand Lake Broadcasting for having us out.
Eddie Fury and Nick Lean just running just super overtime to get us on the air and make things work. And for the most part, they actually did.
It was a lot of fun.
Like, happy hour went off without a hitch. Sessions went off without a hitch.
Yes, had a great time.
We don't speak of the 7 o'clock hour ever again. we don't talk about that.
Oh, and but Eddie treating us to Elk Street Brewing Company. Oh my God!
That was amazing.
So good.
Because I know you were a big fan. Well, tell them the Reuben thing.
The best Reuben you will ever have. Okay, you guys who like Reubens like me, if you like corned beef, a lot of people do like the shredded corned beef. Good. Not going to bag on it, but these guys give you, over at Elk Street Brewing Company, a slab of corned beef topped high with sauerkraut, and it's the rye bread on there that's so thick, but it doesn't matter. The sandwich is so big that it deteriorates everything, and you're eating it with a fork, which is a good thing. Best Reuben I've ever had in my life.
And this man judges a restaurant.
I will judge a restaurant.
I will
judge you poorly if you try to give me a Reuben on wheat toast, you morons.
Yeah, you were I can tell you're struggling to hold back there, but yeah, with all the things that were going on, they took great care of us. We much appreciate you guys. I always love doing these remote things, and well, we have some fun stuff hopefully to lock in later this week that we're going to be out their way again. Well, definitely that, but
I'll
also
do anything to hang out with those guys again. Yeah, just any excuse.
Exactly. Next time, hopefully there won't be so much craziness, and they'll actually just be able to join us and sit back and have a beer with us. Like, Nick was supposed to hang out with us Friday during the show, and then things just kept going awry. We kept breaking the station. There's things going on the other way. He's just running around like crazy, and like somehow always maintains his composure despite all this.
He's a very low-key kind of guy.
It's whatever.
walk into the sand like Brock, which, you know, our little closet studio here, they got like an actual...
A palatial seat compared to our building.
They do. And they're back and forth to every studio, putting things together. Like, what'd they break now?
What'd those Lapeer guys do this time?
I was like, and we're sober doing this.
I know, that was the thing. This is the most sober you've ever been at a live broadcast, or really a broadcast in general.
So, Eddie, Nick, thank you very much. Tip the cap to you guys.
We do appreciate you immensely. So, back to the hockey.
Yeah, Jacob Trouba, any kind of whispers about what's going on with him?
The rumor was at one point, and I'm not sure that's the case.
I was seeing a lot of links to the Red Wings. Yeah.
Nothing has happened yet. There are no updates on that at this point in time. But... the last rumors I had heard was that the Red Wings were a very likely target for him.
If that's
the case, I immediately forgive Yzerman for the Jake Wellman thing.
Yeah,
immediately.
He's a definite player that we need to. He's a player you don't you hate the guy to play against him, but you want him on. He's a Chris Chelios.
Rat-faced Marchand even.
Yeah, well, he's not licking anybody, but.
And it's funny because like there were so many people in, again, certain Facebook pages that are devoted to Wings of a Wheeled variety that like, I don't want him here. He's, you know, what a dirty player he is. Well, that's great, but if he's playing for us, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
Everyone hated us when we had Todd Bertuzzi. You know what? I didn't care.
Yeah. The Wings need that kind of player. They need some sort of grit. Less glitz, more grit. And... people said the same thing when they traded for Chris Chelios back in 1998, 99. You want that player. A lot of people were like, oh, I hate this player. I don't want him back. I hate Chris Chelios. I always will. And then they were wearing a 24 jersey. And it wasn't for Probert.
Yeah, now you're just fine with him.
Oh, and that really upset people. He's wearing Probert's number. Oh, my God. So, yeah, Jacob Trouba, he's that kind of pest. Not really an enforcer. Just he does have a little bit of a dirty hit, but it kind of keeps people on their toes.
Keeps him honest, yeah. I mean, it's not like he's a Matt Rempe, a guy who's basically just a straight goon.
He's a one trick pony.
That's really all he has is just that he hits dirty and he'll fight. And he's a super big dude. Like those are really the only things he's got. Like. But Trouba's actually a sound hockey player, too.
Yes. Did well in Winnipeg and...
New York.
New York. Did great in New York. I don't know why they were not signing. Maybe he's that dirty where he's just... everybody's afraid of him, but I mean...
Well, I mean, look, they have done a little bit of... I think they've made some moves and probably needed to get rid of some cap space somewhere. Also, I assume that's what it is because he's still on the hook for an $8 million annual cap hit.
Whoa.
But he is signed for the next few seasons.
Trouba is?
Oh,
so this would be a trade.
I'm not sure what the Wings... And that's the thing I haven't heard in any of this stuff. What would they be trading to get him? That hasn't come up yet.
Well, I mean, the Rangers would have to eat some of that cash. I know that.
I'm told they would... From what I'd read, they would be eating a significant portion of that cap hit. At least, I want to say at least $2 million, maybe more. And I'll go back and check it again. But there was a significant amount of cap being.
I didn't realize this wasn't a UFA situation; that it was a trade.
From the New York Post, rumor that. This is where Trouba is headed to. The only thing is he has a 15-team no-trade clause.
15-team. So half the league.
Yeah. And the Wings might be one of those, so like they'd have to convince him to waive that clause to arrive. But he is also originally from here, for what it's worth. So per the New York Post, the Rangers may retain $2.5 million per year on the two remaining seasons of Trouba's $8 million cap charge. That represents 31.25% retention that would also be applied to the $12 million in salary that Trouba has coming over the next two seasons.
Wow.
So they need to... They're in a position where they could really stand to clear cap space. They are currently sitting at about 6.8 mil in cap space.
Wow.
And they have 20 players signed currently.
Well, that's not too bad. You can enter the season with that.
Right, but you have at least four guys that you got to try and split $6.8 million around, or you offload $5.5 million of the Trouba deal, and that gives you a little more breathing room.
Yep.
And I don't remember who they still have to deal with as far as pending free agents. I'll try and find that information. You've got
sure.
Blake Wheeler's an unrestricted free agent. Jack Roslovic is a unrestricted free agent for the team. Let's see, Lindgren is a restricted. So there's a couple guys you got to find the money to pay. Like Alexander Wenberg is also a UFA, and those guys are like $4 million apiece, give or take. Wheeler is making 2.7, and he's probably not going to get much more money than that, you know, considering age and all. But
how old is Wheeler these days?
37.
37. Wow. Okay. I figured he's getting long in the tooth.
I didn't realize he was getting up there that much either. Like that, he was getting kind of towards the end of. Like that doesn't seem right, does it? Like, but
yeah.
No.
Here
no,
we are. He, yeah.
Absolutely, he's been in the league since his age 22 season. So that stands to reason.
He started with Atlanta, didn't he? Atlanta, then to move over to Winnipeg.
He ended up in Atlanta when it moved to Winnipeg. He started with Boston.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's still being talked about. No move has been announced yet, and with the no trade clause in place, I have not heard confirmed that Michigan or that Detroit is on that no trade clause again. He's from here. It would be really weird if he was like, I don't want to go back there. I would be rather surprised if that were the case, but they're going to have to negotiate something, and I don't know who they're going to ultimately. Maybe that's one of those goalies are headed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you really? You think New York Rangers are really hurting for a goalie?
That's
Shesterkin guy. He's
really good, yeah. Lindholm staying with Boston on a 7-year, $54 million deal.
Good plan. Good on Boston.
For what that might be worth, Boston making another. Like, there's just a lot of roster churn over there this year. Nikita Zadorov.
Yeah.
Going there, leaving the Canucks after a half a season there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
And he's got a 6-year, $30 million deal.
Wow. Good for him.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson to the Maple Leafs.
Oh, my God. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, one of the many first picks of the Edmonton Oilers. One of the reasons why we have that rule now where you can't have so many first-round picks.
The team that ruined it for everybody, really.
Way to go, Oilers. Going from Alberta to Ontario, good on him.
Tyler Bertuzzi going to Chicago.
Boo.
4 years, $22 million. Apparently he's just doing full circuit.
$22 million, not too shabby.
Apparently he's doing the full tour of the original six. When does he end up in Montreal? Never. They don't want him there. He's not. He doesn't speak French.
The most Italian name in there. They don't want him.
Nothing to do with that man. Here's one, Chris Tanev. Now, you'll remember when we were at the trade deadline. He's one of the guys I really wanted Yzerman to go after.
Yes,
when it still looked like he might potentially be buyers.
Yep.
Like, you needed a solid defenseman of his caliber, and he would have been a good fit. He's going to the Maple Leafs on a 6-year, $27 million deal, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Where are the Maple Leafs getting this money?
I don't know. None of this makes sense.
Oh, I bet you bring that
up. Max Domi's going over there too.
Max Domi's gone.
Or no? Oh, he left. Did he
no, leave? No. He got an extension. You know, you're right. He got an extension.
Yeah. Domi's sticking around there. Like, no, Domi wasn't there before. I don't think.
Yes, he was. Max Domi. He was definitely playing for the Maple Leafs. He got extensions.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He signed with them last season. He was with Dallas the year before that.
He got extensions.
So, yeah,
it was Jerry Krause. He looks amazing.
I don't know what kind of money these people have that Toronto can even afford to do what it's doing. Like, how are you even signing Chris Tanev? You don't have any cap. Yeah,
I don't understand this because
someone's getting moved. I mean, they're $2 million under the cap now. They are $2 million
in the red.
Over the cap.
They're in the negative. Yeah. So they're going to have to do something. What is going on? I mean, Maple Leafs are...
Are they moving Nylander finally? Is that what's happening? It has to be, doesn't it? Maybe.
But they stink of desperation.
They really do. Like, they've got a full roster and not nearly enough. Like, you got They've got 23 of their 24 allotted spots currently signed, and still have to add one more. Have nobody. They're already over the limit. One of the big four has to get moved. No.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think, because I doubt they're moving Morgan Riley. I mean, 75 mil isn't going to help all. I mean, it'll help enough, but.
Someone's, who else you got? I mean, you're not moving Matthews. You're not moving Matthews and getting rid of that beautiful Gomez Adams mustache in Toronto? No.
You're not getting rid of Tavares. You're not getting rid of Mitch Marner. That seems, I mean.
Why not get rid of Tavares? How old is that guy?
He's 34. He's the oldest of that core. 34? Yeah, 34.
I thought he was like 37, 38 years old.
No, he's not quite that long in the tooth, I suppose.
Okay.
But, I mean.
That's not bad. Stamkos is 34, I believe.
Now, keeping in mind, next year, Tavares and Marner come off the books.
That's fine, but
and they're not
going to
re-sign both of them. I don't know if either one of them. Like, Nylander's locked in through 2032. Matthews is locked in through 2028.
2032. I didn't even think I'd live to see 2032. And this guy's like, I'm getting paid.
I see the way you drink. You're not living to see 2032. No. But, So I assume one of those guys will be gone at the deadline, either Tavares or Mitch Marner, one would think. Maybe they move Morgan. Well, Riley signed through 2030, so is Tanev.
Wow, they're going to have to eat a lot of that contract.
I don't know how they're going to manage this. Like, they're just continuously putting themselves in cap hell, and I don't understand how they're able to do it. Florida re-signed Sam Reinhart, for what it's worth.
Because he's a great goal scorer. That's why.
Well, I'm not shocked by it.
Hoping
he'd come here. Oh, yeah. And, of course, Jake Gensel's somehow with Tampa Bay. Will they be able to retain Stamkos? Oh, no, they didn't. He's already gone to Nashville.
He's in Smashville.
So they arguably an upgrade. I would say it's an upgrade for them.
For whom?
For getting Gensel and losing Stamkos.
Yeah. I mean,
at this point in their respective careers, and also Stammer's a little bit older, and has more of a, like, more, I mean, that injury history is about 3 years back now, but still, they're getting older. You've got Gensel locked in for 7 years. You're going to take him through the prime of his career, really. Smart, good signing by Tampa Bay.
Oh yeah. They know what they're doing over in Tampa. Absolutely. I'm not worried about Tampa. Now, I'm interested in watching the stockpiling of munitions in Nashville, because you got Stammer over there. You got Marchessault. You've got Roman Yossi still doing his things.
You got Brady Shea signed now. Brady Shea,
yeah. So, are we seeing...
They might be a real contender next year.
I hope not.
I hope not either, but I feel like it's going to happen. Also, Philip Hronek, 8 years, 58 mil with the Canucks.
8 million, 8 years. Wow, I can't. You said it. I can't even repeat it.
8 years, 58 mil, a cap hit of 7.25.
Wow, good job, Hronek. Saw him play for the Saginaw Spirit at the Dort,
and saw him play for the Red Wings a time or two.
Yes, we did.
Indeed, it was better times. Better times for this. Well, maybe not better times for this team. But
I miss Hronek.
I know. He was a restricted free agent, so like Vancouver was always going to get first crack at him.
Yeah.
We'll refresh and we'll take a look and see what else has come in. Also, Martin Ferk's still in the league. I didn't realize that. League minimum with the Calgary Flames.
Get out of here.
I honestly thought he was out of the league. I did. I swear. But apparently not.
Ferk, you? What? Huh? What?
We got to hit a break. It is happy hour at your local alternative, Salty Radio. All hockey, all the time. It is happy hour.
Hockey is great. Everybody knows it. Even
maybe not the Detroit Red Wings don't know it, but...
Yeah, this just coming through the wire. Shane Godless Bear is going to Carolina. That's right. He's a jerk now. He's one of the bunch of jerks.
That's unfortunate.
Liked him.
Was expected, though.
Yeah, I was really kind of hoping against hope that they were able to work things out. I mean, what is the deal? I mean, they had the cap space, so why not pull the trigger on it? Was Gotthus Bear looking for, like, you know, an $8 million, 17-year deal? I mean, then I could understand why Yzerman wouldn't pull the trigger.
Like, how long of a deal is he signed for?
Well, I'm scrolling through an NHL network. Just basically, they pay more money to their computer graphics person just to put it together, as opposed to telling me how much money is actually being moved here. But
Well, yeah, I guess that would make sense.
I mean, I know he was like making one and a half, maybe 1.75 for the Wings. So, I mean, Carolina, maybe 2.5.
Quite possibly.
Something like that. I mean, and more of a chance to win. I mean, I'll grant them that. But, I mean, Carolina, it's almost like, it seems like they get on the cusp of winning and then they just go ahead and trade away their assets or let people skate away and just never seem to get her done. So he is now a Carolina Hurricane.
That's sorry to hear it. I mean, I had a feeling that was coming when Gustavsson got signed, but it's still, you still hate to see it.
Yeah, I hate seeing any team getting any players ever, but especially somebody that used to play for us.
Especially, yeah, especially when it's not the Red Wings. So, I haven't seen, I'm still not seeing anything about that actually on my end, like that Gostisbehere signed. Like ESPN doesn't have it yet, TSN doesn't have it yet.
Yeah, NHL Network, I mean, they pulled the trigger on it first. Maybe, I don't know, Pat Maroon going to
Chicago?
Chicago, a big rig going to Chicago.
Oh, Chicago's great. That means they're going to end up at the Stanley Cup Finals this year. Lovely. Here, yeah. Let me take a drink.
Yeah. So maybe let's also move Corey Perry over there. So they'll go to the Stanley Cup Finals, but they'll lose.
True, but they already made the mistake of having Corey Perry on their team a while back.
Oh, yeah. Then he ended up...
Yeah, there was a whole thing that...
Yeah, we won't mention anything
apparently
more about
he's,
that.
Is he sticking around? I believe he's sticking around with the Oilers.
He did sign a one-year extension with the Oilers. So, yeah, he's going to stay in Edmonton. And that's fine. That just means Edmonton Oilers won't... They'll get to the Stanley Cup and lose again. I mean, that's just... He's kind of... He's a tiki idol from Brady Bunch. You just don't want him around your neck.
Essentially, yeah. And then... Just not a whole lot of movement on the Red Wings side of things. Like, and what movement there has been, for the most part, hasn't been really anything earth-shattering. Like,
no.
Who is William Lagesson anyway?
That was like the second move that they made after re-signing Showtime. Trying to remember where...
He split time with Toronto and Anaheim last year. He split time with Edmonton and Montreal the year before that. Like, he's now on his fifth team in the last three seasons.
Okay, yeah, he's going to be in Grand Rapids. You see that coming.
He has not a single NHL goal to his name for his career. In how many NHL games? 100. And he hasn't scored a goal
yet. What position?
He's a defenseman.
Okay.
Still. 11 points total. He's a career plus two. He was a minus two last year with Anaheim. But I feel like just getting on the ice with Anaheim, you're already guaranteed to be like a minus five. Realistically, we're going to be honest here.
Yeah, that's going to be a rough one.
But like, you just go knowing your stats are going to look like trash. Like, you could score 50 goals and still be like a minus 10.
I laugh because you're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. What is Yzerman doing? I mean, obviously some things had to fall through. It's, you know, because you've given people a chance to make money. Absolutely. You're going to give them ice time, but you're not giving them a chance to win. Where Nashville, they made the Stanley Cup playoffs. You got Toronto and... I mean, Chicago, okay, I don't understand Chicago. You can't make me understand it. Why people are going over there. Is it the whole Connor Bedard thing? Who, by the way, big surprise, won the Calder Trophy for Rookie of the Year.
To the shock of absolutely nobody on Earth.
In fact, I'm getting reports it's not called the Calder Trophy anymore. It's called the Connor Bedard Trophy. So good on him.
Yep, had a feeling it was only
he's probably
going to
win it next year as well. Along with the Vezina. so we'll find out what happens. I mean, but yeah, that one perplexes me. Vancouver making some moves, get it. Nashville, get it. Florida, Tampa, understand it. Chicago, WTF, what is going on over there? Because you're supposed to be garbage. I'm going to flip through the script here real quick. Yeah, you're supposed to be hot garbage this next season.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Apparently, we were all wrong.
So who else? I wonder. Do you have? Can you pull up a list quick enough? Because I
For what?
Free agents who are still hanging out there. Ones who are needing a home.
I could probably pull something.
Yeah, you can make the difference in a free agent NHL player's life. Just donate today if you can. Let's bring somebody home, okay? They're forever home, or at least, you know, for one season.
They're home for now, at least.
Right.
I would rather like to see that happen.
Unsubstantiated reports I was reading was that Wings were very much working on a trade for Jacob Trouba with the New York Rangers.
And we didn't get him. Why?
The reports are saying, the sources say, it was him and Trouba's wife was not liking the idea of coming to Detroit.
He's from here. Why would you deny him that?
Because he probably didn't find his wife in Detroit. Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to Detroit. We don't have to live in Detroit. We can live. I'm not going out now. With the whole Kelly Stafford thing. All of a sudden, I'm giving her that voice. Jacob!
I feel like it's entirely fair, though.
Yeah. Jacob, I want you to play in Florida or California. That's it. You're not going out with the boys tonight. It's game night. I don't care.
I have to work.
I've got my spin class in the morning. You're going to have to stay home with the kids. We don't have kids. I meant the fur puppies. Apologies to Jacob Trouba's wife.
Yes, you should probably apologize.
Which I can only assume her name is Karen. Karen Trouba.
It sounds like I would be on brand.
Sure.
Let's see. Biggest free agent name still available. Looks like Jeff Skinner's still on the board. The Buffalo Sabre. Like one of the few offensive guys they have who's any good. Like, nope, still haven't heard of him. He put up like 50 goals last season. Nope, don't care.
Well, was that guy?
He did actually put up 50 goals last season. He put up 24. And he's a guy who has flirted with he's had a 40-goal season. He had a couple 30-goal seasons with Buffalo. Like,
if Buffalo doesn't want you, what are you doing wrong?
It's Buffalo. They do plenty enough wrong. They don't need the help.
Right.
So he's like the big name. Adam Henrique is still out there.
Meh.
I don't know. I wouldn't complain too hardly if he were. At this point, I just want to see them.
He has some Stanley Cup final games under his belt. So I mean, there's
24 goal scorer last year.
Not too bad.
You'll take that all day.
Yep.
He's a solid. He's usually good for somewhere in the 20 goal range.
He was really good for that third line for Edmonton that really kind of opened things up, which brought the Oilers back and was able to push a game 7. But because before then it was a Connor McDavid show, whatever you could muster from him. But luckily it was Henrique, Brown, and I still can't remember the other cat's name. I apologize, but yeah, that third line for Edmonton finally remembered how to play hockey and did well.
You just love to see it.
Sure.
Or not, I don't know.
If he plays for the Wings, then I'm happy for him.
Absolutely. If he doesn't, then I could care less what happens.
Oh, he just went to Chicago. No.
Oh, then he can burn now.
Yeah.
At that point.
Tell him to go out back and pound sand.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and hit a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll try to make sense of the rest of the madness on NHL trade deadline day. It is happy hour. Stick around. We will be back right after this. We wait for something, anything, literally anything to happen with this hockey team that we love so much. The draft was also on Friday.
Yeah, at the Sphere. Nobody could shut up about it.
Well, of course not. That's I guess, kind of to be expected. So they had the 15th pick in the draft, and...
Yeah, that name. The first Norwegian ever drafted, and I think I'm going to need Marcus's permission to say this last name. I don't know, because it gets a little rough.
Michael Brandsag Nygaard?
Yeah, you can say it.
I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't know. But
very interesting
also,
player.
Also, it says he picked out of Sweden. So, or did he play for a Swedish team then?
I don't know. They said first Norwegian, to where some commentators on ESPN just basically said,
oh, the first one to go in the first round. Yeah, there have been Norwegian players before, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. No Swedes in the first round. That was really shocking. And also,
we must have picked through Sweden clean, I guess, at this point.
One thing that a lot of people noticed is that none of the 32 teams congratulated Florida on their Stanley Cup win. Because that's usually, like, you congratulate a team, such and such team.
Is that a big thing? Because I've never noticed that before, nor did I care.
I don't care. Usually it's just like, okay, whatever, get to the pick. But yeah, usually they some scattering of teams will thank the city for their hospitality, congratulate the winning team for the Stanley Cup, but nobody.
Well, here's the thing. They were in the winning team's city, so why would they bother?
But it doesn't matter. Like,
it's still stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not congratulating you on anything. I hope you completely fall off a cliff next season.
I believe it was the All-Star game was in draft was in Montreal. The Wings had won that last year, and there were a few teams that congratulated the Wings on the win, their 08 win.
How could you tell? They were all speaking French.
No, but boo is international. But
booing is truly universal.
But yeah, that I found that a little weird.
I saw a bunch of people pointing it out. Like, I hadn't noticed it, quite frankly, until it was pointed out to me, because that's how little I guess I noticed these.
Well,
kind of
when it was going
things.
On, we were still in Sandusky. I was able to listen to a little bit on the way home. But
they're like, oh my God, no one congratulated the Panthers. Oh my word.
Oh no.
It's giving me the vapors.
No, nobody was getting all Blanche Devereaux on it, but a lot of people did notice there was some snickering. I was like, wow, apparently nobody gives a rat's, you know what, that Florida won their Florida. Get it? I realized what I did there.
Florida won
their Stanley Cup, which I don't know why. I mean, why are people getting like all crusty that nobody should get crusty that Florida won their first Stanley Cup. It's their first Stanley Cup, and it didn't go to Connor McJesus, which if Edmonton had come back from 0-3, come back and win Game 7.
No one would have ever shut up.
There would be
it.
A lot of people with their tinfoil hats on saying, oh, it's all scripted. They all wanted Connor McDavid to win the Stanley Cup. It's so scripted. It's terrible. I'm going to go watch some wrestling now.
I don't know how much they wanted that. Like, that's kind of where, like, who really did they want to win? I mean, yeah, it would have been a victory for a superstar, face of the league guy, but also, you know how Bettman loves his southern markets.
He really loves his southern markets.
So, I mean, it really, like, is that really what the league wanted to have happen? I don't know.
I mean, all of his southern teams, with the exception of San Jose and Arizona, they've all won.
They have, and San Jose just chokes every single year, and Arizona no longer exists, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, well.
See where that ownership group fell through? Or they left.
Yeah, Marullo just abandoned.
He fired himself.
Like, I don't even want to attempt this. I'm firing me as owner of this team.
He's working at an RV rental place now.
I can see that. I totally see that. He'd be that guy.
Yeah, something like that.
Like I said the other day, like, it's the best thing that could have happened for that franchise to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because him being around wasn't doing anybody any favors as an owner. Like, he wasn't able to get anyone to take their deal seriously in the slightest to build a stadium. It was never going to happen, I don't think.
No. It definitely was not. So that's a thing. I'm trying to think of what other players the Wings drafted. They went a lot of forwards and a goalie. Did they even draft a defenseman? I don't remember.
So in the first round, we had the kid we just talked about. Then the second round, they took Max Plants with the 47 overall. He was a left winger. He's committed to play Minnesota Duluth in the NCAA next season. His father is Derek Plant, a former NHLer and associate coach of the Blackhawks, for what it's worth. Great passer, and more than anything, and he's solid defensively. As far as the rest of their picks, Andre Betcher, center in the third round, fourth round. Landon Miller, a goalie out of the Sioux.
Yep.
Sioux Greyhounds.
Yeah, Sioux Greyhounds, they always seem to have a good program over there. I was glad to see that pick.
They picked up two defensemen.
Did they really? Okay.
John Whipple in the fifth round from the U.S. National Team Development or something.
Yeah.
Committed to Minnesota. And in the seventh round, Fisher Scott, who will play at Colorado College next year and who I don't think anyone has ever heard of.
No. No, usually those seventh rounds, you're like, who? Henrik what? Pavel Datsyuk? I don't know. I don't think it's going to amount to anything.
I mean, you never really... You can't guarantee with these things because, the Wings have scored plenty of gems over the years in the late rounds of the draft.
Yes. Yes, they have.
Cannot put it past them to do that again.
Well, usually those gems are like the, at the time, considered non-traditional hockey markets, Sweden and Russia. I mean, they pick these kids out from, NCAA. In Minnesota.
Yeah, surprising amount of college kids.
Yeah, there's hockey players in Minnesota? No kidding.
I never would have guessed that.
Ever cease. Wow, that's crazy.
You really do learn something new every day, don't you?
Yep. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's going to be another 5 years before we even think about seeing these kids, but, it was a very shallow draft. It was never like, oh my God, where is so-and-so going to happen? The biggest name that I heard about was Tig Aginla, or whatever his name is, getting drafted by...
I don't think it was necessarily a shallow draft. Like, I mean, in the NBA this year, absolutely shallow draft.
Yeah.
Like, half the first-rounders aren't going to end up being anything, which is why I don't understand why people are getting quite so uptight about the whole Brian James thing. But, like, it's not like there were bad players here. There just wasn't, like, a standout generational talent, really. It's like, okay, this guy is going to be the next face of the NHL. You didn't really have... one of those guys. But other than that, I don't feel like you can really say that it's not a... I mean, you knew... Most people kind of knew who... obviously, the aforementioned Aginla and, like, Macklin Celebrini. But no one really knew anybody else off the list. I mean, you were probably familiar with the kid from Michigan State who got... that defenseman?
Yeah.
Lovshinov?
I don't remember where he went, but yeah. I mean,
there wasn't a lot of big names this year.
Yeah, Sparty had a really good season to where I expected a lot of U of M, MSU players getting picked up. Aginla, he got picked up by Utah. So, Utah Yeti, I'm calling it right now, Utah Yeti.
You really think that's what it's going to be?
It's going to be. Utah Yeti, he's going to be playing for them. A lot of people were going to say, he's definitely going to go to Calgary. It's where, his dad and everything else, nepotism,
It would have made too much sense.
Yeah, made too much sense. But after what we saw with the NBA draft, with Bronny going to Lakers.
I told you, we mentioned it a little bit on Friday, the whole reason that he went there is because his agent literally called, don't you draft him or he's not coming to your team.
Yeah.
We will literally have this kid go play overseas before we let him go to a team that's not the Lakers.
Wow. That's collusion. I mean, they should be able to pull that agent in and sue him.
I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily, I'm not even entirely sure how much it's against the rules because we've heard of things like that happening plenty in the past, but it's like, then what's the point of having a draft if everyone's going to dictate what team they're going to go to right away?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some times where I've seen the team who holds the number one pick, and if I'm the consensus number one pick, I probably would want to be like, I don't want to go there. I'm not going there, and you can't make me.
Right.
I mean, we'd love to do it, but it's not in the spirit of literal any part of this. Like, you can't just do that. That's not how this works. No. How is this supposed to work?
Yeah, it's not supposed to work that way, but here's the modern era with the agents. Those damn agents.
Yeah, how dare they do agent things? I mean, I don't like it. I admittedly don't. And even less so because here we happen to live in a town where a former NBA agent basically controls all of the decision-making that is done by his team, and his kid is still an agent, and all the kid's clients just seem to end up here. Crazy how that works. Like, I don't like that. Okay, look, here's where I come down on it. I'm fine with the nepotism and all that as long as it produces results.
Yeah.
If we're not winning, then okay, now I'm suddenly very not fine with it.
Many people, that agent probably contacted a bunch of NBA teams and like, if you pick him, he's going to go to other, oh no, what are we going to do? I guess we're not going to have Bronny James playing for us.
Whatever, we're not going to have a guy who's going to be out of the league in like 3 years. Oh no, yeah. Whatever will we do?
Every other team except for the Pelicans, probably had a big old meltdown. No, we wanted him because we heard that LeBron James is going to go wherever his kid plays. This is total, all the other teams are like, don't worry, bro. We have no problem picking up some kid from USC that hardly played a game.
Exactly. On that note, we got to get out of here. Stick around, though. A full hour of Michigan-made music because at Solid State Radio, we are, as Adam likes to say, smitten with the mitten.
I should have trademarked that slogan.
He's really just kind of kicking himself right now that he didn't, but unfortunately, you didn't, so you have no one really but yourself to blame for that. Either way, Sessions is coming up next here at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Back at it tomorrow afternoon at 3. Then things get really crazy Wednesday morning when Mitch Gill shows up. Yeah, it's that time of the year already.
What?
The Morning Air Corps, Wednesday morning. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning this year, starting at 6. But what was I talking about? Right. Sessions. Local original music. Next. Solid State Radio. Talk to you tomorrow at 3. See ya.